Hello, friends. Ashley here. And welcome to our family Christmas devotional, where we keep filling our homes and hearts with hope. Christmas may be over, but God's light still shines bright. Today, we'll discover how we can shine His light too, because God is with us. Before we read today's verse, let's talk about who wrote it. A man named Isaiah was a prophet who lived in Jerusalem about 700 years before Jesus was born. God gave him a super important job, to share messages of truth, warning, and hope with his people. Back then, God's people were having some really hard days. Everything felt dark and sad, and they needed to know that it wouldn't always be that way. So God told Isaiah to give them a picture, a vision of hope, that his light would shine again. So I'm going to read the verse, Isaiah 60, verses 1 through 3 in the International Children's Bible. Jerusalem, get up and shine. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines on you. Darkness now covers the earth. Deep darkness covers her people. But the Lord shines on you, and people see his glory around you. Nations will come to your light. Kings will come to the brightness of your sunrise. Isn't that awesome? Isaiah was saying, hey everyone, don't give up. God's light is coming. And guess what? That light is Jesus. When Jesus was born, it was like God flipped the switch and the light came bursting into the world again. You know what this makes me think of? Glow sticks. Have you ever cracked a glow stick and watched it start to glow? It shines brightest when it's dark, right? It's kind of like us. When we choose kindness, courage, and love, God's light shines through us for everyone to see. People notice when we forgive, when we help, or when we share hope. It's like our hearts are glowing. So when life feels dark, don't forget, you can shine too. Because Jesus, the light of the world, lives in you. We shine because God is with us. So let's pray. God, shine on us so your light shines through us. Thank you for staying with us. Amen. So let's go ahead and talk about what we heard today. How can you be a bright helper today? How can your kindness point someone to Jesus? And as always, don't forget your big reminder. God is with us always. Tune in tomorrow for day 21 and share the story.